Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to Altered Geek with Steve Megatron on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and I hope you're ready for this week's adventure into geekdom. Thank you for tuning in, as always. If you'd like to, you know, do me a favor and share the show with your friends on social media, you can find it anywhere at Altered Geek. I'd really appreciate it. And as always, comment on the episodes in your desired method and let me know what you'd like to hear next. So a little bit of housekeeping. We haven't had a single episode in 2021. 2020 was a bit of a cluster between things that Mike and I were saying on the podcast, things that me and my cohorts were spouting from the mouth. It's kind of like this.
Peter, we have got to prove Lois is innocent.
That's right. And the best way to crack any high-profile crime case is to do a podcast before you have all the facts.
Okay.
And the key to any podcast is poor sound quality and tons of commercials.
So yeah, that's pretty much how 2020 was with a lot of stuff. And it's still to that extent on some places, just not here. So yeah, that being said, I didn't really feel right about doing an episode up till this point. Honestly, it's taken me quite some time to decide when I was going to do another episode. And it more so had to do with the fact I just completely am lacking of motivation, as well as I just didn't know what to talk about on the podcast. So rather than record a bunch of lackluster podcasts about nothing, I decided that it was better to not record one in that regard. So in everything I've been keeping busy with, and I don't know what you guys have been keeping busy with, because we've kind of lost this little bit of communication we've had back and forth, but I've been keeping busy with recording all things Transformers. I've been, I don't know if anybody had paid attention in the end of January, I was a panelist on Iacon Online, a Transformers convention that was done through Twitch, and I pre-recorded my segment, which was an hour long, about Beast Wars, and 25 years later, why it's still relevant. And so if you want to check that out, that's on the Geekcast Radio website as well as our YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out. So that being said, I've done that. I've done a bunch of All Things Transformers episodes, a bunch of the Pullbag with Transformers, Studio 2009 episodes, and I've been pretty much not producing anything unless it's All Things Transformers. And that's twofold. One, Beast Wars has come back full force with Kingdom that's coming out this summer in July. And so if you're just wondering what's going on, I've recently gotten into the Transformers customization spectrum. And we're also doing a top 100 Transformers countdown, where we're basically just having a bunch of Transformers websites, podcasters, pretty much anybody that's involved with geekdom that wants to be a part of it. And we're doing a top 100 countdown of Transformers. And so that is going to be an undertaking for sure. So as I stated before, we're going to undertake that in June and July. So stay tuned for that. But in addition to that, I've been getting into this land of customizing toys. And why, you might ask? I used to do this when I first started collecting Transformers, and when I got a lot of the Transmetals, for instance, Rampage, or the original Megatron from 96, 97, and the Machine Wars figures, I just, something was missing, just paint app wise, and I was just totally incompetent at the time. So I painted them, and I ruined the figures because I didn't know what I was doing. But if you would have looked at any of the alterations that people had at the time and their customs, they all sucked. Now, you look at the stuff that people can do now, between custom parts with 3D printing and just paint apps, or just developing their own version of a figure. I say that because there's a guy that's been making masterpiece versions of Inferno, Scorponok, and Terrorsaur. And Hasbro can't seem to get some of their figures correct. So I say that again because fans are just blowing it out of the water with custom stuff, custom figures, custom apps. So like Kingdom Cheetor didn't have his guns, and for some reason Hasbro, I know it's a cost cutting thing, even though the prices are double or triple of what they would have been 25 years ago. But they leave a lot of holes and gaps in the figures where you can see a lot of the metal pieces, a lot of the innards of the figure's legs and arms. And for whatever reason, they deemed it not necessary to patch those or fill them in. So fans have been 3D printing the parts and selling them that fit in these figures, and you're able to fix your own figure, except for the fact that you're talking your... adding another $15 to $30 to your figure to make it what Hasbro should have done from the start. So I've been having fun watching a lot of the fan stuff. I customized the Kingdom Cheetor, the first one that came out, and he had the Play School blue and yellow and just looked terrible. They came out with a Netflix version with darker yellow and blue, which is what it should have been from the start, but they didn't paint the shins. So again, I painted him, I customized him, and if people are interested in that, I'm thinking about writing blogs as well as doing some live streams of me just customizing the figures as I work on them. I have quite a few that I've been working on. So I customized a Kingdom Cheetor, and I sold it on eBay. I flipped it for almost triple of what I paid for it. Just by paint apps. And I sold it, and the person that bought it was extremely happy. And I was happy to get rid of it, and I was able to, for half of the profit, go and buy a 10th anniversary Cheetor. So it's basically a reissue of the original 96 that they came out with in 2006, and it had the correct yellow and blue paint apps according to the show, and so all I had to do was add the gold paint app with just gold paint to the figure, and voila, I had my own version of a masterpiece, and then I painted his guns and whatnot. So I started off with that figure. I repainted Transmetal Rat Trap. I repainted Kingdom Dinobot. I'm not quite done with him yet, but I'm still working on it. I'm also working on Kingdom Eraser and Thrilling 30, Waspinator, and part of Tarantulas's visor. So I mean, I'm kind of going through multiple figures and kind of customizing them to make them my own budget version of a masterpiece, where I'm happy enough with them that I don't have to spend the extra for the masterpiece, you know, the $80 to $400 on a figure. And so I'm loving this time with collecting and with Transformers and with customizing, and I find the whole painting thing very relaxing. So that's what I've been doing in my off time, in addition to watching, like, we had The Mandalorian Season 2, which was awesome. Loved Luke showing up. We had WandaVision, where that was totally unexpected. But I'm really liking... Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's been a really good show as well. I've seen the Zack Snyder Justice League, which in honest opinion was entirely too long. Not that it was bad. It was better than the original cut, but I don't know if I really needed it. I think I was kind of over that. So I don't know. I've been kind of skimming and watching various shows lately just to kind of get a taste for them. I haven't really touched on this show. I watched the Transformers Earthrise that came out at the end of 2020. It wasn't too bad. I liked how it ended, but it definitely was grating on me at certain points. I'm looking forward to Kingdom just to see what they do with the Beast Wars characters. But nevertheless, I'm expecting to be disappointed in the vocal department in some regard. There are some actors that I prefer, and then there, I think it's mostly the voice direction that bothers me. So other than that, that's pretty much all that's going on there. So other than that, I'm watching a lot of shows, not really a lot, but Last Man Standing, Shark Tank, The Flash, Supergirl. Trying to think what other shows. Pretty much anything Star Trek that comes out. I've been following Star Trek Picard Season 2's teaser where they're going to have Q and Guinan and possibly the EMH and possibly some of the other TNG casts, so I'm looking forward to that. Lower Decks, looking forward to Season 2 because, again, more Jonathan Frakes and the Titan and things we didn't get in it after Nemesis. Discovery Season 4, not really looking forward to it. They kind of left it at the end of Season 3 where they could have just left it alone and started a new Trek show and left it. But I am looking forward to Strange New Things, or Strange New Worlds, with Captain Pike on the Bridge of the Enterprise. So, a lot of different shows that I'm looking forward to and kind of perusing. I watched the documentary of The Last Blockbuster, which was quite interesting because about 2 years ago I wrote an article for a tech website that I worked for at the time about Blockbusters, and there was only two left at the time. There was one in, I think, Alaska, and then the one in Oregon, and the one in Oregon is still the only one left, and it's quite amazing to say the least on that. So, I don't know, just a lot of stuff just kind of going on, but not really too important, I wouldn't say. What have you guys been up to? Like, sound off. Let me know on the comments on the website. Hit me up on social media at SCP21. Just kind of let me know what you guys have been doing. What's been keeping you entertained? What's been fueling your geekdom in the last 4 months since we really haven't conversed? And actually, it's been about 5 months. And so I'm just kind of curious what you guys have been doing. Anyways, this show will be kind of turning into more of a soapbox, more of a discussion, more of a one-on-one with you and me, and I'm looking forward to more feedback, looking forward to that conversation, and if you'd like to send in voice clips, you can send them feedback at geekcastradio.com, subject line, Altered Geek, and just let me know, and I'll play them on the show, and we can have that conversation. I'm thinking about doing some live streams, too, this year, as things progress. Like I said, I might do some where I'm customizing my figures and kind of messing with that, just so that I can have a conversation and kind of converse, as well as have just somebody watching me work on the figures that I'm planning on doing anyway. So, yeah, like I said, not a ton going on. However, I do have various articles that I've been saving for whatever reason on my phone for months. So one of the things that's been kind of coming out is Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition, improves the original's graphics. And if anybody's seen that, I guess the Legendary Edition comes out May 14th of this year. And it's putting a lot of work mostly into that first game that came out in 2007 and feels really dated. So they fix a lot of the eyes, they fix a lot of the face, a lot of the wrinkles in the clothing, a lot of, you know, just those aspects that get kind of lost when you don't have the technology at the time. So it's also going to come with the definitive Mass Effect experience. So you get almost all the DLC, save transfers between titles, and so yeah, it's going to be targeting 4K and having Xbox One X, PS4 Pro, and I'm sure the PS5 and Series X consoles, and I hope that it comes for the PC, because I actually did enjoy that game when I had the 360, but yeah, they've definitely done a lot of updating as far as the graphics and the graphical user interface. elements, sounds, just looking at the character profiles, there's so much more depth. The colors, the backgrounds, the imagery, they've put a lot of work into it. I'm a huge fan of the trilogy. I'm not really so much beyond that. But yeah. So another thing I've been kind of doing is browsing various different forums. I've been hanging out with the AllSpark crew and their Discord channel. Would opening up a Discord channel be something you guys would be interested in? Like, to have more of that conversation piece where we're able to converse more openly, more frequently, and have this one-on-one dialogue, or have this kind of discussion group where it's closed to fellow geeks, and where we can all get geeky together in there. Would that be something you guys would be interested in? Let me know, and I'll I've actually been working on that anyway, but if that's something you guys would love to see, I would like to get that in motion sooner than later. So in addition to a lot of other things going on, there's another Star Trek movie, of course, being slated for 2023, among other things. I don't know. I'm kind of just enjoying what I'm enjoying and just leaving the rest behind. It's been different to kind of go that route, because I'm used to commentating on literally every aspect of things that kind of pop up. But I've kind of decided that I'm just not going to anymore if I don't have anything positive to say, just because then otherwise it's just a waste of a podcast and nobody wants to hear me complain, right? Speaking of complain, there's a lot of people that have been complaining about the host for Jeopardy, and I guess LeVar Burton promoted a petition aimed at getting him to host Jeopardy, which honestly, I would be the most down for that out of anybody that they've had behind that podium since Alex Trebek died. I honestly think that LeVar Burton is probably the best choice to put behind that. He's got this image of learning behind him anyway, from doing Reading Rainbow for years and his LeVar Burton reads and all of these various educational prospects, and I think that having him in Jeopardy would be great. And then of course there's rumors of a Batman the Animated Series revival, which may or may not happen on HBO. Again, kind of looking forward to seeing what they do, if they do it. If you've not checked out the Beast Wars comic, and you've listened to the Poll Bag, and you've listened to All Things Transformers, you really should check it out. It's been spectacular if you're a fan of Transformers. It really has. So, anyways, I think that before this episode becomes a total train wreck, I'm going to call it a day. So, in the future, there will probably be segments. There will probably be like a kind of like how we used to do the 10-minute blitz, like probably like a top three main ideas or articles of the week, and then like a discussion point. I might do a review periodically, just because I've been kind of trying to watch some different stuff on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. I've been watching, for instance, the Mighty Ducks, The Game Changers, and it's not too bad. I actually went back and rewatched the original Mighty Ducks in the second one, and it kind of fits in with that. I mean, it's the same type of motif that they've got going on, so I'm really enjoying that. But like I said, not much else to go on this week, so without further ado, again, let me know what you guys would like to talk about next week, and until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
A lightsaber. Yeah. Interesting.
It
If there's one Jedi left, it's not you.
Affirmative.